God bless you. Yeah, today God is blessing a word in my heart to share with you. And before we start, I have a praise report from my country, Togo, where I was born before I immigrated here in America. This month, there is a whole commemoration that's going on in the country because the gospel came to Togo in March 28, 18, it was the year 1870, it's like 170 years ago. Yeah, 170 years ago when the gospel came to Togo. In fact, on March 28, 1843, the first missionary of the Methodists, and the pastor was Thomas Birch Freeman. He came from London via Liberia and Ghana to celebrate for the first time the service honoring the Almighty God, the God that we serve. So it was a historical time that was recorded, and the first service was celebrated in the royal palace of the king of Anejo, a small city that I come from. So that's a wonderful experience that we are experiencing in Togo right now, and I would like to share that with you. And thinking about the whole thing, our pastor, Pastor Theolo, he's in Liberia right now. We'll be praying for him. And 3 years ago, he went to Liberia, and Ghana, and Togo. And I think this is not just, it didn't happen just by chance. It's the plan of God. Hallelujah. According to the statistic, the world population is about 7 billion, 7.07 billion people living on the face of the earth. And the believers, Christians, they are about 500 million. And this gives us just some idea about what the disciple did at the beginning of this millennium till now. That's a wonderful job. But the job is not done yet. The Great Commission is asking all of us, you, me, and everybody, we are equipped for the job. We're ready to go. So don't delay. God is at work. He wants us to take the gospel to all the corners of the earth. So everybody, we have the chance to hear about Jesus, the King that we serve. He is a special kind of King. The King that accepts to share our humanity by coming and starting in the manger. He started just for that. So that's opportunity for all of us, rich or poor, especially for poor people, poor in spirit. He started just for that, in the manger. So that's a big impact. He is very close to us. Whatever your situation is, Jesus is calling you. He's calling you to share the word. He already did the commercial. Wherever you call the name of Jesus, the Bible says, by the mention of my name, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is the Lord. He is the King. And what gather all here today is about His love for us. We were sinners, and Jesus died for us. He died for you. He died for me. And He brings us together today for a great work. Sometimes we don't understand what's going on, but God has a plan for all of us. When I was a teenager, my brother, he was a teacher, and later on he became a minister for the Methodist Church. He teach me a song, and a song goes like this. It's in French. Heureux celui qui ne marche pas selon le conseil des méchants. Heureux celui qui ne marche pas selon le conseil des méchants. Et qui ne s'arrête pas sur la voie des pécheurs. Qui ne s'assit pas en compagnie de mon cœur. This is the Psalm 1. The first Psalm in the Bible. That's amazing. And this brother, his name is Pastor Le Bon, René. That name means born again in French. René is born again. He used to be a mocker. He's a very nice guy. If you are around him, he's going to make you laugh all the time. But he's a mocker too. Sometimes you get upset because of his attitude. He taught me that song. And I was reflecting on that song the last 2 weeks. And God wants me to share that with you. So let's go to the Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walk not in the counsel of ungodly, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by rivers of waters that bring forth the fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drive away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. And listen, for the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen. I reflect on that song, and that gives me power. I try to visualize what the psalmist thinks. That tree that is planted just by the water. And this tree its leaf will never wither because of the stream that passed by. This is the portion of the children of God. If you believe in God, your leaf will never wither. And this is the way of the righteous. I remember Claude said, don't call yourself sinners. You were sinner, but now the blood of Jesus makes us righteous. Trust the blood. But some people, they didn't get it. They still thinking rationally how that blood can make them whole. It does. And Jesus said on the cross, it's finished. It is. We don't have to do anything. Everything is done already. It's done. We don't have to do anything. So the psalmist says, blessed is the man who walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. Who are those ungodly? The sinners. The scornful. We don't sit in the seat of the scornful. And the Bible says, He will bring our fruit in season. Back home we have just two seasons, the dry season and the rainy season. We don't have snow. So if it's a dry season, that plant, that tree that was planted by the water, the leaves won't wither and it will be productive. And when it's time to come to bear the fruit, these trees will bear the fruit in its season. And the Bible says, the Lord knows the way of the righteous. This message is very simple. It's very simple for us. That's why Jesus came to show us the way. Brother Isaac just talked about Muhammad and Buddha and Confucius. Jesus make it very easy for us. And there is no way else to go around. Just one way. He came in this world to show us the way. And He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is. Yesterday, I paid a visit to one of my friends. And he's Catholic. And my background, all my family is Catholic too. Most of them. And this friend, he got sick lately. He collapsed. And all of a sudden, blood coming out of his nose and ears. And I was asking, how did you make it through? And he told me, it's just by the blood. He said, if I saw my blood coming out of my nose and my ears, I just mix it right away by the blood of Jesus. And I apply this blood everywhere. And then he was taken to the hospital. They did all the tests. And they didn't find anything. They said, you are well, just go home. But he was telling me, do you think if I'm not a believer, I'm going to make it? I'm not going to make it. That's why. The blood of Jesus That's the only way we can make it. Hallelujah. The Bible says the fool say in his heart there is no God. It's in the Bible. And some people brag about it and say, oh, even though if you read the Bible you see there is no God. If you are fool, there is no God. God, He is the eternal God. The Bible says that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So He never changed. And when God called Abraham from his fatherland to go to the promised land, and the Bible declares that Abraham trusted in God, and that He was accounted for him for righteousness. Today, we are all heir of Abraham. From this covenant that God has made with him, so we are a part of this, and we claim it, and we live it. And God is with us wherever we go. Because He promised that He never leave us nor forsake us. And He is not a man that He shall lie, and the Son of Man that He shall repent. If He say it, it will come to pass. And this is our portion. This is our portion, brother and sister. And it's time for us to take God seriously. To take Him by His word. And to stand firm. Because things getting tough. And wherever we are producing some impact on people. They are watching us. To see how we're going to handle this. But if you want to face your day by your own strength, you won't make it. There is no way. You will find that if every day, like the psalm said, you meditate on the word of God, and you are focused on the word of God, and you mumble, and you talking to yourself according to the promises in the Bible, you claim them, and you will see everything will change around you. Because the name of the Lord is forever. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It will never change. We just need to meditate on His word and to put it into application in our daily life. And it will come to pass. Just want to encourage you. I know some people are going through tough situation, financial situation, family situation, work situation. But who are you going to trust? You want to trust your friend? Or you want to trust Jesus? You need to set up your mind and get serious about Jesus. He offered His help to save you and to change your situation. But He wants you to change your mind first and to change your heart. God can do anything. He's a sovereign God. He can change your situation But when you're facing a situation, he's interested in changing your heart first. The way you deal with him, the way you deal with people. Do you love them? Do you love yourself? The Bible declares that we are wonderfully and fearfully made. That's true. We are not here by mistake. We didn't come in this world by chance. He got a plan. He got a plan for our life. Sometimes we don't understand. But if you are serious, my wife used to say that the distance between your problem and the solution of your problem, the distance between your knee and the ground. If you can walk that distance, you get on your knee, God will hear you from heaven, and he will solve your problem right away. But you need to get serious about God. Hallelujah. So, brother and sister, the ball is on our court. Jesus has paid it all already. And he said, it is finished. It's really finished. If you think about the whole thing, how many times Jesus disappoints you? How many times? You used to do this. At the beginning of the year, you make a list of what you need from God. And by the end of the year, you just check it. Is anything left over? You can add more things to that list. Because God is good. And he knows what is good for us. He knows. But sometimes we just say, I want this, I want that. And if God delays, that does not mean a denial. It's just a preparation for you to the next step. And Jesus is at work. He's at work. And he wants you to get serious. And he wants you not to be a part of the mockers, a part of the scornful, a part of the unrighteous. He wants you to get serious about his business. And then you will see how he is going to transform your world and how he is going to fulfill your vision. God is good. He is good all the time. And he knows what is good for you. If you go into a situation you don't understand, or you think nobody in the Bible went through this before, don't go through this. But if this problem happened to somebody in the Bible, that means there is a solution. And they keep on digging, and you find that solution. Hallelujah. We are blessed to have the Bible, and we are blessed to be called the people of God. Because, think about it, we don't really deserve it. But Jesus, he chose us. Somebody talk to you about Jesus. Somebody introduced Jesus to you. And now, we have to go to the world and bring more people to Jesus. And make that difference. He is about to fulfill our destiny. And none of us here deserve the grace of God. But he gave it to us freely. We don't deserve it. Because we were all sinners. But he is merciful. And he called us. And I like this acronym. pastor say, come, Christ ordained ministers every day. Jesus is calling all of us today for a great work to go and share his love. But the first thing is you need to love yourself and know that you are a masterpiece. You are not here by mistake. And love your neighbor. So if you love your neighbor, you can love your God too. Because God, we never see God, but we see our neighbor. And this Latin thing says, Vox populi, Vox Dei. The voice of God, the voice of the people, is the voice of God. So what we need to do is just to love ourselves, love our neighbor, so we can experience the love of God in our life. Hallelujah. But before I conclude, I will read something in the book of Micah. Hear now what the Lord said. Arise, plead your case before the mountain, and let the hill hear your voice. Hear, O mountains, the Lord complain, and you strong foundation of the earth. For the Lord has a complaint against his people, and he will contend with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you? And how have I wearied you? Testify against me. For I brought you up from the land of Egypt. I redeemed you from the house of bondage. And I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what Balak, king of Moab, counseled, and what Balaam, the son of Beor, answered him. From Acacia grove to Gilgal, that you may know the righteousness of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord, and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. God wants us to have intimacy with him, that's it, and to humble ourselves and walk with him. If you work with somebody, that person knows all your details, the color you like, the food you like, everything you know, that person knows. So if we say that you work with God, we need to know about his business. The reason why Jesus came, to touch our life, to change our life, to transform us. Because the Bible declares that if you are in Christ, you are a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Today is the a new beginning in our life. Everything began new today in our life. And go share the good news. And this is the prophecy that I have for the next year, the next 2 years, 5 years coming. The time Pastor Tolu will go back to Africa again, there's going to be a bunch of people following him to go and spread the good news. Like today, he's in Liberia. People who are able to go, they will go there to support what is going on over there. I hear on the family radio that some of the pastors, they just need $100 to finish the word of God. Some people, they just need like $1 a day to do the work of the job over there. They need that money to reach out to people. But $100 is not that much here. If you take $100 to the grocery store, maybe you won't have any change left over. Because things are getting tough right now. But if you invest this in the kingdom of God, the reward is waiting for you in the heaven. And you don't know how big that impact will be. Just being here in America and investing in the kingdom of God in Africa or in anywhere in the whole world. God is calling us and we need to get serious about this. And we all recall this passage in the Bible when Jesus talked to his disciples. He said, go to the village opposite you, and there is a donkey that is tied. Go get it for me. Jesus, he is the King of Kings. He deserves the red carpet. But he asked for his disciples to go get the donkey. Back in our countries or in the Middle East, people use the horse for a means of transportation. A donkey, maybe the poor people use it, and mostly they use it to transport some goods to go to the market or whatever it is. But Jesus said he wants to sit on the back of that donkey. And you know who is that donkey? It's you and I. Jesus wants us to come humbly and offer your back. And he sits on you and you will see God is up to something great in our life. And if I'm here to talk to you, I'm nobody. And I don't think so one day I will be in front of people. I'm very, very shy. And I don't think so I can make it, but I will say, just by God's grace, this opportunity is available. And this humbly what I want to share with you, brothers and sisters, God is calling us, all of us. Don't underestimate yourself, because you didn't create yourself. God creates you and he got a plan for you. But the enemy will tell you, don't do this, you are too shy, you are not cut for this, you are not qualified for this. God wants to use all of us. He got a plan. And the Bible declares, for I know the plan that I have for you. The plan not to harm you, but the plan to give you a future and hope in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, we come humbly before you. And we pray that you touch our spirit, you touch our hearts, you open our eyes so we can see the world with your eyes and see the need that is just right there, so we can go and help out and reach out and bring more souls, win souls to your kingdom. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. God bless you.